Yeah, I just want to apologize to everybody. I didn't want to hold anybody up here today. Yeah, I had to spend a few minutes in the training room after the game. Nothing serious, just a couple, just a little thing to look at with the trainers and the doctors. So, like I said, I didn't want to hold up everybody's story and all that. So, you know, this game was an opportunity for us to get some guys that haven't had a lot of playing time an opportunity to play a little bit. And I'll never know how that's going to turn out in the games ahead. You know, what who we'll need or when we'll need them. So, you know, get them a little game experience. And, you know, we also obviously competed against a good team. And, you know, it's a competitive game. We just couldn't make enough plays really at any point in the game, the beginning or the end, in any phase of the game to, you know, ever really get control of it or be in a position to win it. So, looking forward to moving ahead this week to, you know, work on things that we need to work on. And once we find out who we're going to play, then obviously we're looking forward to the postseason. So that's, we'll just have to take it as it comes. But certainly there are things that we can do this week that'll, you know, help us in the long run. So we'll try to hit on some of those.
Joel, is it possible you could expand on exactly why you had to go see the trainer?
That's no big deal. I don't want to get into it.
Did the trainer say you're okay?
I'll be all right.
Bill, what was your biggest takeaway from the way the first team offense played with Brady in there and the offensive line with two starters missing?
Well, I'd just say overall, offensively, we just couldn't make enough plays. We missed some opportunities, you know, dropped some balls, had some negative plays, penalties. You know, just didn't really do enough in any area to, you know, consistently move the ball. We had, you know, one good field position situation that, you know, we weren't really able to totally capitalize on. You know, we're 3-for-8 on third down in the first half, so that's pretty much 6 first downs. I mean, pretty much sums it up.
So just to clarify, was the training room, was that you, or was it about the player, or if you were?
No, it was me.
Well, there was a report that came out before the game about Nick Caserio getting a contract extension. Why is it important to keep him around for as long as you can?
Well, I think, you know, Nick does a great job for us. He probably, you know, does more than any other person in his position in the league in terms of his amount of responsibility and the number of different things he does on the coaching and the scouting level. So he's really a valuable guy that has great working knowledge of really everything that we do on the scouting end and the coaching end. So he's able to really interface with everybody and, you know, not only evaluate players, but has a great understanding of our schemes and coaches and coaching points and so forth. So fit those, be able to identify the type of fit that the guys have coming in here, or lack of fit, as the case would be, whatever it happens to be.
Bill, you've been, the team's been trailing 4 of the last 5 games at halftime, ended up winning 3 of those, but going forward into the playoffs, how concerning is that to you, and I guess, what do you think you can do about it? Get things going.
Well, we always want to try to get off to a good start and play from ahead. That's the goal every week. Sometimes it works out that way. Sometimes it doesn't. 60-minute game. You've got to be able to play for 4 quarters, no matter what happens early in the game, you know, good or bad. But you always want it to be good. So, We've had times when it has been, and we've had times when it hasn't been gone quite the way we wanted it to. But we've always got to play 60 minutes. We'll just keep trying to find a way to get off to a good start, finish strong.
What'd you think of the way Jimmy Garoppolo handled the offense in the second half?
I thought Jimmy competed well. He's under some pressure. But some things were good. Other things could have been better. I thought he competed well. And some of the opportunities where he had to make plays, he made them. So, there's definitely some positive things there, and there's also things to learn from and build on.
Bill, the decision to sit Gronk today, was that basically an effort to kind of keep him safe going forward?
We had some guys that, have played a lot of football for us, and we felt like today would be an opportunity for us to have some guys who haven't played as much to get an opportunity to play. So that's kind of the way we manage the team. We try to create opportunities for some guys that, experience, I think, will benefit them going forward. And so based on that, we handled the playing time in the inactives.
You got a chance to plan ahead for this week at all in terms of practices? Are you looking at a normal sort of schedule? Are you going to maybe lean on more rest than usual?
Yeah, we'll try to figure that out a little bit tomorrow. I think my understanding is we should know tonight our schedule or when we'll play our next game. Not who we'll play, but, when it'll be. And, based on that, we'll work backwards a little bit and figure out exactly what we want to do this week, and both in terms of scheduling, practice, emphasis, so forth.
All right. Thank you.
Again, I apologize for any inconvenience here. I hope I've taken care of everything for you.
No worries. Thanks.
Okay.